8:09 on your Monday. We're at 8 degrees above now, beautiful downtown M-Town. Of all the crystals in the world, this one's my favorite right here. Crystal DeShaw on the phone with me. How are you this morning, friend? How are things?
Good, good, thanks.
Hey,
how are you?
I am good. I'm all ready for Christmas. We're going to talk about suicide prevention here in Delaware County real quick. But Crystal, if I can pivot for just a moment, I need to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on in the community. I hate to put you on the spot, but a little bit about masking and some of the numbers, if you can. If not, I completely understand because I'm blindsiding you with this. I know.
Nope, you're good. Yeah, definitely seeing an increase in the respiratory illness. You know, influenza is really increased. We're at, you know, in the state of Iowa high, Delaware County, we have a lot of influenza, a lot of school illnesses at 10%. So it's kind of shifted a little bit from RSV. We're still seeing that, but it's definitely a lot of influenza, and then we still have the COVID mixed in there.
Gotcha. So the best thing, if you got a fever, just stay home, stay away from school and work and rest. I'm betting it's probably the best stuff to do.
Yep, cover them coughs and, you know, make sure you're washing your hands. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll stray from that because the real topic at hand today, we're going to talk about suicide prevention QPR training coming up in February. Tell me a little bit about this suicide prevention training, and if you could, please.
Yeah. So QPR stands for question, persuade, and refer. And these are three steps that anybody can take to help prevent suicide. This is an emergency response to someone in a crisis, and it really can save lives. You know, Justin, unfortunately, more lives continue to be touched by suicide, so it's just really important our community become better educated on how we can help. And, you know, by attending this free suicide prevention QPR training, you'll learn, like, common causes of suicidal behavior, warning signs, and how to help someone in a crisis. As our Delaware County Suicide Prevention Coalition, we've partnered with Ryan Nesbitt, who is going to be instructing our free training for the community. And he works for Alive and Running Iowa and has conducted nearly 350 suicide prevention presentations.
You know, we were all shaken to the core last week. You know, you speak about suicide and, you know, it gets everybody off guard. But you think of Twitch, the guy who we saw smiling next to Ellen for how many years? We found
Absolutely.
Out last week he took his own life. So it can happen to anybody. You just don't know what somebody's going through.
Absolutely. You're so right.
Well, let's talk about this training and how it helps here in Delaware County. Where is it and what does it all include?
Yep. So the suicide prevention training will be held at RMC in the Veterans Education Room, which is on that level 3. There's two session times on February 7th. So our first one is from 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning. And then the second session is 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening. And again, there's no cost to attendees. There will be a PowerPoint presentation along with like a Q&A, interactive learning. And then the training instructor will also share his own stories of suicide loss and suicidal ideation.
Crystal DeShaw along with us this morning, Delaware County Public Health Supervisor. Is this open, Crystal, to anybody who wants to attend then?
So, yeah, we really want to encourage many in our community to attend this training. It is open to anyone age 12 and older. Pre-registration is required.
Okay, so how do you get signed up then for the pre-registration?
Yep, so we have an online sign-up available on our RMC Facebook page and on our website, or you can simply just call us at Delaware County Public Health, and our number is the 563-927-7551.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to add to our proceedings today?
Yeah, just we really encourage anyone to come. This training can help us all in our own daily lives, things we encounter when we're, you know, with someone in a crisis situation. Many of us know someone, perhaps, or ourselves that have had suicidal thoughts, and we really want you to come and learn. You know, this is a no-judgment zone. Anybody that's age 12 and older, welcome. And if you have any questions or you want to get signed up, you can simply just call us again at that 563-927-7551 or visit our website.
Crystal, always appreciate the time you make for us. I know you're a busy person, but I always appreciate the few minutes here and there you can spare for our audience here at KMCH.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You betcha. Have a good Christmas, okay?
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas.
There goes Crystal DeShaw, good friend of ours, Delaware County Public Health, the supervisor. Always appreciate her time with us here on KMCH. We're going to put this whole interview online under the Guest of the Day tab at KMCH.com.